one of the things that he wanted to do was to buy a bigger home for us. And this was, I think, somewhere in, what, 52 or 53. And the last living white person in our neighborhood occupied the biggest house in our neighborhood. And she was an elderly woman in her middle 80s. And her children were taking her with them because Mrs. White no longer could live there by herself. She walked over to our home. We stayed across the street, almost across the street from her. And we were sitting on the porch with our mother, and she said, Mamie, my mother was named Mamie. She says, I'm going to leave, and I would like to sell my home to you because you have the largest family in this little neighborhood, and I know that you would love to have more space. And my mom asked her, well, Mrs. White, how much do you want for the house? And Mrs. White said, I believe she said she wanted $3,000 for it. And she said, well, I'll talk to my husband when he gets home. So we were all happy and aglow because, you know, the house was for sale, and we thought that our dad would be able to get the $3,000 from his employer because in those days, he didn't go to banks. We had never been inside of a bank. And banks were not traditional places that black people went at that time to borrow money. And so when my dad spoke with his employer, I happened to have been there that Saturday helping him clean up the kitchen and all of that. And I guess his employer told him no. But my dad came back in the back room, and he was very angry, and I asked him, what was it? And he simply said no. He said nothing, but I found out later that his employer told him no, he could not borrow the money from him. And my mother told me in the end what my dad had told her, but she had to tell us all that we would not be buying the house. Now, I don't know if my dad's employer told him no because he was black. I don't think so, because my dad had worked for him since he came out of the First World War, and at that time he had been with him over 40-some years. I think it was just the fact that his employer was a Scrooge and just told my dad no. I don't think he said no because Tom was black. My dad had worked for him over 40 years. He said no. Clearly, Mrs. White, a white woman, was not discriminatory against us because she offered to sell us her home.